ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we just pray tonight? Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory because you are a good God. Lord, you are a faithful God. Thank you, Father. Even when we are not faithful, you remain faithful. You remain consistent. That is my best attribute of you, Lord, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. When human beings are shaking, you remain steadfast. Thank you for your consistency, Lord. Thank you for your love towards us. We thank you for your presence in our midst tonight. Lord, we ask, oh God, that my speech and preaching will not be with persuasive words of human wisdom, but let it be in the demonstration of your spirit and of your power, so that the faith of your people will not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And all the glory will be unto your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Praise the Lord, someone. 2019. Are you sure? What scripture is that taken from? Psalm 66 verse what? Can we see it tonight? Psalm 66 verse 12. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to a rich fulfillment. Hallelujah. So it's our year of what? Rich fulfillment. Hallelujah. Other translations, our year of well-watered place. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's very important for you to continuously put the word of God in front of your eyes. I'll come to that later on. It's very important. Give attention to the word of God. When you quote scriptures from memory, it's not effective. You must be filled with that scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our year of well-watered place. Our year of rich fulfillment. Our God is a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, I want to also attempt to talk about us being lighthouses in Him tonight. No, in Christ, we are all lighthouses. What's a lighthouse? I tried to check for some definitions online, and I decided to pick a very simple one. A lighthouse is a tower or a structure containing a beacon light or lights to warn or guide ships at sea. It's a tower or a structure containing a beacon or beacons of light to warn or guide. Take note, to warn and to guide ships at sea. Okay, that's a lighthouse. But it's very important to note that without the lighthouse is useless. That means without the light in the lighthouse is just another structure. So the light is the most important element in the lighthouse. The source of our own light is Jesus. John chapter 1. Tonight we'll read scriptures. Just take it slowly. I know it's good to shout, but it's good to understand why you're shouting. Praise God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. We said in the beginning was the Word. We have the Word in the beginning. Then verse 4. Life. And this life was the light of men. So, without life, we cannot have the light. Let me draw a short circuit. It might not come out so nice, but it's just something. Let me see if I can get something out. So, this is like a bulb, okay? Now, for you to have light here, you must be connected to a source, to the grid. So, we, as the lighthouses, emitting the light, we must be connected to the source. If you are disconnected from the source, you cannot be powered. And for you to have power, for you to see light, there's something we call current. Can I have verse 4? Fantastic. We have current that must flow. So in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So the current that makes the light is the life. So without the Zoe life of God flowing in you, you cannot emit the light. So, if you are disconnected from the Son, because in him was life, and the life was the light of men. We're coming to verse 9, where we'll talk more about the source. Is it clear? Fantastic. Okay. Verse 5. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You see, it's very important to note that darkness cannot understand light. Light is too powerful for darkness. Can I have this? Can I have the lights just over here? Just switch the light off for a moment. Can the lights go off? Okay. Are you there? Okay, fantastic. Just this one. You know, now the light is off. Can you switch on the light again, Joel? Switch on the light now. Fantastic. You see, there was no argument. There is no time lag between when you shine the light and when darkness disappears. When you pray and God answers. Is that not so? But when you carry light, darkness disappears automatically. Praise God. No time lag. No time lag. When you pray, you believe that you have received and then you will receive. Is that not so? But when you carry light, darkness disappears automatically. Praise God. No timeline, no argument between light and darkness. It fades automatically. Praise God. But I was talking about, you know, being connected. You know, Jesus is what is the vine. John 15 verse 5. And we are what? The branches. You can only receive life from the vine if you are connected. The moment you are not connected to the vine, you cannot receive life and you cannot have light. Praise God. So, verse 5. Well, I said, light is the antidote for darkness. I said, there is no time lag between when light shines and when darkness disappears. Darkness disappears because it does not understand the phenomenon called light. When you carry light, you automatically repel darkness. Verse 9. So that was the true light, which gave light to every man coming into the world. So Jesus was the true light, the source of the light. That's why it's called the true light. Giving light to every man. So every man is entitled to receive light from the true light. Praise God. So Jesus, the source of the light, came into the world to give every man light. So he has the capacity to give everyone light. That's why we encourage you to invite people to preach the word, because everyone should carry that light. So he is the source of the light. Jesus, the truth source of the light. Praise God. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right or the power to become children of God, and to those who believe on his name. So the first step to being a lighthouse is through the new birth. You must believe on Jesus. Then you receive power. You know, without power, you cannot be lighted. Praise God. So when you receive him, you receive life. Then you become lighted. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just follow me. John 8 verse 12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have what? Have the light of life. Not anyhow light. The light that only life brings. Praise God. So, if you are a follower of Jesus, you have the light of life. You cannot walk in darkness. Because there are different kinds of light. But this light is that of life. Praise God. This is our foundational equation. Praise God. So, I'm just trying to connect it now. You see, when you follow Jesus, you have the light of what? Of life. Praise God. John 9 verse 5, just buttressing the fact that Jesus, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Praise God. So as long as Jesus was in the world, he was the light of the world. Praise God. 1 John 4 verse 17b, as he is, so are we on this earth. Praise God. So if he was the light of the world, so we also are light of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah, someone. Colossians 2:10. We are complete in him. Praise God. Who is the head of all principality and power. We did not receive a partial part of Jesus. We are complete. So if Jesus was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like this, then you in Christ, you are not just 1, 2. You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as well. When you check Jesus and you check yourself, no difference. We are complete in him. So if he was light and if he was the true light, now we are lighthouses. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he is the head of all principality. Not the word principality. That means the principal of demons. Praise God. So you are part of the body of Christ. So you are above all principalities. So little demons should not be disturbing you. Praise God. You are seated with Christ. Far above. Hallelujah. See, the word of God. It's very important that we pay attention to the word of God. Isaiah 55. Let's start from verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there. Look at what the rain comes to do on the earth. But waters the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now the rain has come for all this. To water the earth and to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread. So there's a purpose for the rain. Verse 11. Now comparing the word of God with the rain, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Every scripture is from the mouth of God. Praise God. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it shall prosper. Now, it's not just going to accomplish it lightly. It will prosper. It will ensure. Because whatever the Lord doeth is what? Perfect. Permanent. Praise God. It shall also prosper in it. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So if you get a word that you are, you know, take for example, you've not gotten married for a long while, you're getting married this year, that word will go around ensuring that everything falls in place. Praise God. Ensuring that in that 1 year, your years, as in you'll be getting the result of 20 years in 1 year. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the way I see the word of God, because some Christians feel when you declare the word or when you believe the word, then the moment you speak the word, then God goes around trying to quickly find out how to sort out what you have said. Praise God. No. The word of God is like a bullet. The bullet is already loaded with power. When you shoot the bullet, it goes directly to cause damage. So every word of God is already loaded with power. The word of God is living and powerful. Every word of God, hallelujah, is already loaded with power. So when you speak the word with that understanding, because if somebody shoots a gun, he knows that the bullet will cause damage. Okay? So also the word of God, when you shoot, because you can send the word, and he sent the word, hallelujah, praise God. You send the word to situations and you'll be expecting results. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know around here people feel the word takes long, it's a process. Fine, yeah, sometimes, you know, because you must develop. But there are times where you realize that the word of God is quick. Because someone say quick. Hebrews 4 verse 12. The word of God is not slow. Maybe you are not ready. That's why sometimes the word makes sure that you are ready. So that when it happens, everyone will know that this is God. Praise God. Was it three weeks ago now? Normally, I tell people that my most important tool for ministry is my phone. I can call anybody. Praise God. That's why anything I'm doing here, if I'm in the US, I can still do it. The phone is very important. So, but I keep, you know, buying recharge without even, as in, I don't think about it. So one of those 3 weeks, 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now, so I wanted to talk with the discipleship team lead, two of them, Aki and Sister Buki. So I put them on conference call. So we started talking and everything. Talking, you know, these guys that know the Bible, they keep, you know, you just try to show themselves. Praise God. So 25 minutes, we're still talking. So by the time it was the 25th minute, I heard that sound saying, I have 1 minute more. So I told them, guys, hey, I have just 1 minute. So this phone will soon go off. So as the phone went off, then I started thinking, oh, yeah, this phone is my most important tool for ministry. I'm always calling, and somehow God is always supplying my recharge. Praise God. Then I just said, thank you, God, for always supplying my needs. I was still talking. Then my phone, I got a text message. What do you call that stuff? MTV or MT... My phone got recharged. Then I told my wife, did you send me recharge? She said, no. So I called Sister Buki. Because I said my stuff was finishing, you sent me. She said, no, I didn't send you anything. Maybe it's Aki. So I called Aki and said, did you send me stuff? Aki said, not me. Aki now said, maybe it's an angel. Praise God. The word of God is quick. Praise God. On Monday, I was at home and I realized that I was going to the toilet. One, two, three. It occurred to me that I'm a child of God. Praise God. And I said, stop in the name of Jesus. That was the last one I went. The word of God is quick. Praise God. The word of God is powerful. So I was saying that we are complete in him. In fact, Jesus said that we are going to be doing greater works than he did. Praise God. We are complete. There's no difference between you and Jesus. That is why he came to die. So that we can be connected to that power. Praise God. Except somebody can reverse the crucifixion of Jesus, it cannot reverse your being the same with Jesus. Praise God. It's already too late. That is why he came. It's not because of the way you lived in the past. You are now a new creation. Hallelujah. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, though you are seated in Kekenapep, really, really, you are seated with Jesus, far above all principalities and powers. So the way you are seated is different from the way every other person is seated in the Kekenapep, because you are a child of the one that owns the heavens and the earth. Praise God. You are confident because that natural situation is just a matter of time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Know who you are and live like that. Praise God. You have just one life to live, okay? So you have chosen to be a Christian, so be a proper Christian. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Decide. Just decide. I'm not saying there won't be situations. No, most of the people just say, I keep giving testimonies. Don't I have challenges? Many challenges. Praise God. But what you focus on, somebody said, if you focus on your focus, you become your focus. Praise God. So when you focus on the word, you yourself become an epistle. People start saying, okay, let me just see how Pastor Ayo will do it. Let me just watch him. Praise God. We're talking about being a lighthouse tonight. So we are the light, Matthew 5. We are the light of the world. From verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown out and trampled under foot by men. If you don't know your worth, you will be. You know, in this country, I was telling Pastor that in this country, you know, Scripture says, the kingdom of God does what? Suffer a violence. The violence does what? Take it by force. In this country, you can't afford to be a gentleman. You have to live by faith, but not just anyhow faith. You have to live a violent faith. Praise God. This is a funny one. A few years ago, because I was living, the house we lived was a big queue. So it was behind a big house. So we could not get any internet provider to give us a good internet service because somehow they said, you know, the network was being blocked and stuff like that. So I went to one of the providers and I told the lady, listen, I've tried a couple. If I try this one, can I bring it back? He said, no, well, of course you can bring it back. We'll give you your money the same day. Are you sure? He said, yes, okay. So I took the stuff, went home, tried it, it didn't work. Then I came back the next day or so. Madam, same woman, not another woman now. Same woman. I said, you said, it was even in the, you know, the office, where we were having office before, at Swift, not the hall now, but that mall, an outside shopping mall, praise God. So I told the woman, listen, you told me this is back now. He said, okay, you see, you now have to fill a form, maybe 1 or 2 weeks. You now, madam, you see, I came yesterday and you said this. No, 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 it's our policy. I know. I said, no, but I'm traveling today and everything. Then he occurred to me, let me show myself. Praise God. And I banged my hand on the table. Yesterday I was here. He gave me my money. So you can't afford. So you have to. And that's the same way you treat the devil. Praise God. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill like a lighthouse. A city set on a hill to give direction. You cannot be hidden. Anywhere you are, you are there to be a salt of the earth, to be a light, to be a pace setter, to be the one showing everyone what to do, to be the solution provider, to be the person, the go-to person. That is why Jesus was called the carpenter. He was not one of the carpenters. Because when he started preaching, people were now wondering, is that not the carpenter? They could have said, is that not one of the carpenters? Praise God. But they said, is that not the carpenter? Praise God. Because he was a pace setter. He was a light. Praise God. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You can be a tomato seller and God can bless you. Scripture says he will bless, you know, whatsoever your hand finds to do. Praise God. So it doesn't matter. Praise God. You are a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light. You see, now we received light from Jesus. We are meant to also give that light. Praise God. A lighthouse does not shine for itself. Praise God. I'm coming to that. It shines to help the ship. So also, we are not lighthouses primarily for ourselves. You are meant to be a conductor. That's why scripture says you will be blessed and you'll be a blessing. Praise God. No conductor is free of current. So also, no pipe carrying water is dry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are lighthouses. So we are meant to give light to all, not to some, to all who are in the house. Verse 16. Now let your light, I'm coming to that, but let me just go on. Let your light so shine.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,